Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
The Wisdom of Vigilance. A meditation for Thursday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is long delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, grant me true vigilance of heart, not out of fear, but out of love. Encountering Christ. 1. The power of contemplation. In these verses, Jesus was calling his listeners to consider life from an eternal vantage point. For those who refuse to keep the vision of eternity in mind and prepare their hearts accordingly, Jesus offered powerful imagery of the consequences. The servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Like Jesus, St. Ignatius also thought it important that we face the harsh reality of death. In his spiritual exercises, he suggested a contemplation of hell, where the retreatant asks for an interior sense of the pain which the damned suffer, in order that, if, through my faults, I should forget the love of the eternal Lord, at least the fear of the pains may help me not to come into sin. Spiritual Exercises, number 65. We conquer our fear with a confident awareness that God's mercy is much greater when we open ourselves in preparedness for it. 2. Hopeful Anticipation. Jesus spoke of the coming of the Son of Man. The early Christians anticipated an imminent return of the Lord, when he would bring all to fulfillment, and all would be under his reign. Rather than a fear of condemnation, it fostered a vigilant hope of the promise to come. They anticipated his coming like waiting for a friend to return after a very long absence. 2,000 years later, we need to tap into the same expectation, living with greater faith and hope in the mystery that Jesus promised to fulfill. St. Paul exhorted, "That you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." 3. Recapitulation, now and to come. The promise that we await is one in which Christ will unify everything and everyone by reigning supreme. In this life, we strive to participate in the realization of this plan by being vigilant in our own hearts. Does he reign there? Is charity the guiding principle of our life? Does our friendship with Christ inform all that we think, say, and do? St. Paul reminds us of the graces we possess now and the gift which is to come. Until then, we live the tension of allowing God to work out his redemption in us. In him, we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, grant that you may reign in my heart, and, reigning there, that you may sustain me in hopeful anticipation of your coming. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will consider whether charity is the guiding principle of my life.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.